The City of Lost Submarines. The Day of the Great Discovery.
Will UK submarine proceed to the gate of the submarine pen? Fat Tug is waiting for him.
The submarine controller bellowed over the loudspeaker.
Goodbye, then, sniffed UK.
Don't worry, UK. You might be happy at the glue factory. Just think how useful you'll be, powering the glue machines with your engine. And Sirian will take care of you, said B-42, the bathysphere.
UK sailed towards Fat Tug and remembered the stories his mother had told him when he was a baby submarine about Sirian, the first submarine ever made. It was said he still patrolled under the sea, helping submarines in trouble.
If Sirian were real,
UK said to himself, he could stop me going to the glue factory now that I'm too old for the Navy. He'd feel sorry for me.
Come on, you, get a move on, grunted Fat Tug.
Throwing a heavy chain around UK's tower, he slowly dragged him out to sea. The waves were getting bigger. UK looked up through his periscope and saw black clouds gathering.
There's a storm coming. Shouldn't we head back to port?
I'm not scared of a few drops of rain, said Fat Tug.
The sky got darker and the waves grew bigger. Soon they were crashing over Fat Tug's deck, making him heave and plunge.
Help! I'm drowning! I'm going to be sick!
Yelled Fat Tug. The chain strained and then snapped with a crash. UK sank to the seabed. It was quiet and peaceful beneath the storm. He checked his map. He had enough fuel to get back to base, but not a drop to spare. Just then he heard a cry from a nearby seaweed forest. He turned his periscope round and thought he could see someone struggling with a rope. He started up his engine and went into the weed forest. It was hard work pushing through the plants, and he was using up his precious fuel.
I don't care, he said. I didn't want to go back to base anyway.
The cries got louder. UK saw a small creature grappling with an octopus. It was an octopus's leg he had seen, not a rope. The octopus looked very fierce. UK bumped the octopus with his nose. It let go of the creature and began wrestling with UK, who set his engines in reverse and, using all his strength, pulled away from the octopus. The octopus was so mad that he spat ink all over UK. As he wiped the ink from his periscope, he thought he saw a little man with a fish's tail swimming away.
It must be the ink on my glass, he thought.
UK was tired after his struggle and fell asleep. When he awoke, he felt a tingling all over his metal plates. He looked around and could not believe his periscope. By his side was Sirian, the oldest submarine of all, and the strange little man with the fish's tail.
Sirian? Is it you or am I dreaming? I thought you only existed in stories.
It's me, UK. My friend Devo told me you'd rescued him from the octopus.
Sirian pointed one of his oars at the little man who was grinning from ear to ear.
But you've got a tail instead of legs, stammered UK.
What use would a merman have for legs? Said Devo. Especially when he has a huge flock of fish to look after, as I do.
Sirian laughed.
Come on, UK. It's time to take you to the City of Lost Submarines.
You mean I don't have to go to the glue factory?
Of course not. What a waste that would be.
But I've run out of fuel.
That's all right. I can tow you.
Ah! After a while, they came to the top of a reef and looked down. Spread out before them was a whole city. Submarines of all shapes and sizes were sailing between the buildings.
I don't believe it,
gasped UK. Welcome to the City of Lost Submarines, said Sirian.
Thank you.